Rabotai, just one quick halakha. As we learned in previous daily halakha, if one has a fruit juice, so the fruit juice is she'akol. So the question that the Ben Ish Chai has in Parashat Mas'eh, let's say a person takes a fruit itself, which normally if you would eat the fruit, it's borei pri ha'etz, let's say, it's a tree. But he takes it and he squeezes it in his mouth. So he's squeezing the juice from the fruit in his mouth. The Ben Ish Chai says, since he's squeezing it into his mouth, or he's sucking it with his lips, the berakha becomes she'akol ne'abibaro, because indeed, he's eating it as a drink. Therefore, it becomes she'akol. If that's the case, so it's a drink, he will not make a berakha harona. Because to make a berakha harona on a drink, you have to drink 3 ounces. You have to drink it to be eat. So when you're sucking it, you're not going to drink it to be eat in the proper time, so there'll be no berakha harona. However, the Ben Ish Chai says, if let's say you put the food in your mouth and you chew it in order to get the drink out and you spit out the pulp just in order to get the drink, he says that's called eating. That's not called drinking, and therefore, even though you only did it for the drink, it's considered a food, and therefore, as long as you ate a kezayit of that shi'ud, one would be obligated to make the berakha a harona. The opinion of the Ben Ish Chai is concurred by Al-Khamu Vajya Alav Shalom in Yabiya Omer, Helek Chet.